Welcome to Rhode Island Avenue Radio, where we'll talk about news, education, and opportunities for small businesses on the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street and in Washington, D.C. I'm Michelle Yancey.
And I'm Kyle Todd. Welcome to Rhode Island Avenue Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Rhode Island Avenue Radio. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rodney, behind the board. Rodney's giving us the high five over here. So we've got some great guests today. Before we dive into our great guest conversations, a couple of announcements. First and always, big shout out to our sponsors, the Department of Small and Local Business Development and the Department of Housing and Community Development. That is their grant dollars to our program that helps pay for this production. And so thank you and support them next time you talk to your congressman. That's all I got to say about that. Porch Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, April 15th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. On commercial and residential porches along the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street corridor. We have some phenomenal bands lined up. Some of the most popular bands that we had at our blowout day last year were eager to come back this year, so it's going to be lots of good live music happening up and down the corridor on Saturday, April 15th. So plan on joining us. Plan on making your day happen on Rhode Island Avenue on April 15th. Well, and every day.
Exactly. You know, anyway. They've been doing a lot of getting ready at the big main stage I've seen over the last week.
Yeah.
As I was riding on the brand new G9 bus.
Thank you for mentioning the G9
bus. You're welcome. Yeah, I saw them working really hard.
Yeah.
And I was enjoying my ride from downtown all the way down Rhode Island Avenue to South Dakota Avenue.
Yeehaw. Yeah, so the stage area you're talking about is located at 1301 Rhode Island Avenue. It's a former shopping center that's been demolished for the short term as part of a big redevelopment project. And they're setting up that area to be basically an events place for the next couple of years while they're building. And they're setting it up really nicely. We are going to have our main stage there. As we learned last year, we had some bands that had a tremendous following. And we were running out of sidewalks to put them on. Mm-hmm. So we decided to set up a main stage for a Porch Fest. And that will be located at 1301 Rhode Island Avenue. You'll be able to check out the list of performers and stage locations on our website, riamainstreet.org. And on our Facebook page, there's a Porch Fest event that we've got lined up. So check that out. And yeah, the G9. We had the official launch of the G9 this past Monday morning. And for those of you who tuned me out the last few times that we talked about this,
one tunes you out, Kyle.
They do.
Okay. That's okay. Wow.
I can live with it. I'm just going to repeat myself until they hear it over and over again. New G9 bus from WMATA is a direct route to downtown from Eastern Avenue all the way down Rhode Island Avenue to Franklin Square. This year, we're starting off with it being a Metro Extra, so it's limited stop, rush hour only. But we are really, really, really hoping that as we prove the ridership need, that next year they will make it a regular 7-day-a-week service. So get on the bus, literally and figuratively, and start riding the G9 to work. It's fast. Like, how long does it take you to get from downtown back out here in the evening?
In the evening, about 30 minutes, and that is much shorter than the G8, and that's door-to-door.
Yeah.
And I have to walk a few blocks because the G8 picks up closer to my house, but 30 minutes opposed to 45 minutes plus on the G8.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love the G8 too. Well, however,
The G8 runs along Rhode Island Avenue and parts of it.
Exactly. This is a quick direct shot, like when I want to get home and rush to go to the gym. Okay. All jokes aside.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a quicker way to get home. And lots of space right now because it's a secret. So let everyone in on the secret so I'm not sitting alone on the bus or just a couple of us.
Yeah, help us spread the word,
yes.
Folks. The G9 bus route. Okay. I think that's all the announcements I've got for right now. So let's start visiting with our guests. Our first guest today is Mr. William Bowie from the Office of Tax and Revenue. Mr. Bowie, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So met you a week or so ago when you came and spoke to some of our small business owners in the area about small business tax responsibility. So thank you for joining us here today.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Small businesses in D.C. have some responsibilities. We have tons and tons of assistance and for them and love for them. They also have some responsibilities to the District of Columbia. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Their responsibilities start with registering with our office for taxes. Then once you're registered, then the responsibility moves to the filing and the payment of business taxes.
The all-important actually paying your taxes.
Actually, very important.
So for a small business that is just getting started, they're saying, I know I need to register as a business. They go to DCRA, register as a business in the District of Columbia. What's the next step when it comes to getting set up for business taxes?
Well, like I said, once you go to DCRA, typically when they're setting you up for a business, they conduct a clean hands check. So that's why I suggest that your first stop shouldn't probably be DCRA, but probably our office to make sure you're tax compliant and registered. So you fill out the tax form, registration form, the FR-500, which basically gets an idea of what type of business you are, what you're going to be doing in the district. We ascertain what taxes you're going to be liable for, and we set you up with an account. And, assuming that if you're renewing your business, then again, we do the clean hands check, whether it's a new business or renewal, to make sure you're tax compliant. If you're not, then there's some issues that we need to resolve with you before you can get your license with DCRA or renew your license with DCRA.
All right. So new businesses should really start with OTR instead of DCRA. Completely unlike what I have been telling people. So thank you for that.
That would be my suggestion.
Yeah. All right. No, that's a very good point. The clean hands check that you're talking about, that is just going through the records and making sure if they had another business, perhaps, that they don't owe the District of Columbia any taxes.
Okay. What the clean hands law is, it says basically you can't get a license or permit in the district if you owe the city more than $100 in taxes, fees, and other items. So what we do when you come to the office, we basically get your FEIN number, check it, and see if you're tax compliant. If you are, you're good to go to DCRA and get set up with them. If you're not, then we have a discussion with you as how to resolve your tax issue.
And just for clarification for listeners, the FEIN number, what is that?
Federal Identification Number that you get from IRS.
Right.
You get that when you're starting your business, and that's what we use to register your business with OTR.
Great.
And that's separate from personal taxes?
Correct.
Okay.
Although personal taxes does play into this because part of the FR-500, we ask on the questionnaire, if you're an officer of the business, you're required to list your name, your social. Because under D.C. law, if you become delinquent in sales and withholding taxes and the business does not pay, the officers become personally liable for that tax.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah.
And that's no matter what type of business entity it is?
No matter what type of business, if you conduct retail sales or have withholding taxes, you can be held personally liable if the business does not pay.
Gotcha.
And so you better pay those taxes.
And is that... So I know that, you know, with DCRA, you can register, you know, as a sole proprietor or a partnership or an LLC or a corporation.
Same with our office. We pretty much follow the same tax registration that DCRA does. Again, when you do the FR-500, based on the questionnaire, we determine what type of taxes, how you're set up, whether you're going to be unincorporated, a partnership, corporation. And once we establish that, then we determine what type of taxes you'll be liable for.
Gotcha. So what is the difference in between the Clean Hands certification and the Certificate of Good Standing. Is there a difference?
Essentially, they're about the same thing. The Certificate of Good Standing with DCRA is for to make sure the corporation is in good standing. With our office, the Clean Hands is more geared towards taxes, and it, again, says you don't owe the city more than $100 in taxes. That also includes if you haven't filed taxes, you cannot get Clean Hands as well. So if you owe us more than $100, you can be held noncompliant, or if you haven't filed returns with our office, you're determined to be noncompliant and can't get Clean Hands.
Gotcha. And folks, we're going to have a rep from DCRA, Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs, on the show in a few weeks, so we'll delve more into the DCRA aspect of business licensing in some upcoming episodes. So I'm looking at the Office of Tax and Revenue website right now, and you've got what's called an ETSC tax service center,
right? ETSC is basically electronic filing and payment of your taxes. So you can – certain tax types you can do electronically, file and pay electronically, and that's what that is.
Because even as a nonprofit, we have to, you know, file with OTR and DCRA.
Yep.
We can pretty much do everything online, right?
Yeah, especially with our new tax portal, mytax.dc.gov. It's a new website portal that we opened up in November of last year, and basically you can file your taxes, file returns, make payments. You can review your accounts to make sure your payments are made timely. You can see past payments that you made. You can pretty much do everything for the business, and it's available 24 hours a day, so even if you're up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you want to look at your tax account, you can do that.
Wow. You, for those nights that you're laying awake, wondering,
that's
oh,
what I'm thinking.
My goodness, did I forget? What did I forget? I know I forgot something.
You'd be surprised. We get a lot of people that do it.
I believe it.
Probably so. That sounds like a nightmare waking up. Oh, God.
Waking up in a cold sweat. Right. Oh, my God, I didn't pay taxes.
Okay. Are they on the same schedule as personal income taxes?
No. Sales taxes, depending on how you're set up, typically you pay the 20th of each month, same with withholding taxes. Income taxes are generally the 15th or thereabout of each year, so
April 15th.
April 15th.
Okay.
So that's upcoming, okay. Actually.
Yeah. Upcoming for everyone.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So what, besides the big mistake of not paying taxes, what are some common problems that you see businesses facing?
Yeah, I mean, daily I get calls from businesses that are non-compliant and they, for a variety of reasons, and one of the things that I suggest strongly is that you maintain your records, whether it's checks, your business ledgers, anything that has to do with the business, and that assists us when you're, if in fact you turn out to be non-compliant, helps us to determine what route we can go in terms of payment plans, offers and compromises, and things of that nature.
And thank you for bringing up the offers of compromises and payment plans, because I think, sometimes business owners and individuals alike, they are just terrified of working with the tax man, and they think that if they've made one mistake, then everything is ruined, and they just go hide in a hole somewhere and just make things worse.
Right, and we see that daily. The business makes some mistakes, they miss a payment, and then they're afraid to come into the office, so then they let it go another month and another month and another month, and then before you know it, the original small liability has ballooned to a larger liability. Particularly once you include penalty and interest. Like our penalty is 5% per month, maxing out at 25%, and interest is 10% compounded daily. So,
wow.
So a small liability can grow greatly within a short period of time. So it's in the business's best interest to come to us sooner rather than later, right. rather than waiting because you're scared to come in.
Right. It's not a situation that's just going to fix itself magically.
No.
So if someone were to get into trouble 1 month and then they came in, would they be able to kind of hold that month and do what they're supposed to do the following month, so it's just on that?
Well, I mean, we don't tell you you can't pay. What we try to do is we're open to suggestions in terms of how you're going to resolve the liability within a short period of time, whether that be put you on a short-term payment plan, or if you, and in certain circumstances, if you say you can't pay 1 month and you might be able to pay the next month, we're willing to discuss alternatives to resolve the tax issue rather than let it grow. And
yeah, it sounds like it grows into a huge snowball.
So I know DCRA is responsible for licensing fees. What are the various, obviously can't give a whole exhaustive list right here. We can refer folks over to your website for that. But, what are some of the very common business-related taxes that goes through OTR?
Yeah, the taxes generally for a business, small, large, whatever, we have, depending on your structure, you can be a corporation, set up as a corporation, or unincorporated business. Most of the businesses that register with our office are one or the other, either set up as a corporation, or if it's a smaller business, typically it's an unincorporated business. If you have employees, then you're subject to withholding taxes, employer withholding taxes. Then if you make retail sales, then you're subject to sales taxes. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the general sales tax rate is 5.75%, if you're a business that, like a restaurant or something that sells food or the like, then the sales tax rate is 10%.
And there's other taxes like franchise taxes.
Well, that's what I was talking about, unincorporated franchise corporation franchise tax.
What about unemployment taxes? Those don't go through y'all.
No, those go through Department of Employment Services.
Right.
But those are very important as well.
Of course. Yeah. They're all important.
Yeah.
And I want to remind our business listeners that because the grants that we offer to you for whether it's for small business technical assistance or facade improvement, if you are receiving grant services from us, one of the things that we have you provide to us is your certificate of good standing and your clean hand certificate, because we're giving you taxpayer dollars in the form of grant money. So it's one of those requirements that the District of Columbia requires of us to get from you. So this is yet another reason why you should make sure that you are all up to date and in good standing with the Office of Tax and Revenue so that you can take advantage of the programs that we offer to you as well.
And I add, under the Clean Hands Law, it says you can still get your license and renew it or get a new license if you're on a payment plan. So that's another reason to come to our office. If you're needing a renewal or if you've had a previous business that was delinquent, if you get on a payment plan with us under the Clean Hands Law, you can go ahead and get your license and renew.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That's there's just no reason to let things get out of control.
No.
Not when you have wonderful people like Mr. Bowie here ready to help you get out of trouble. So you can the tax OTR website is otr.dc.gov.
Yeah, that's our general website. Our new website for that you can use to file your taxes, review your taxes and whatnot is mytax.dc.gov.
Great. Any other services that you offer to small business in the way of education or access to assistance?
Yeah, I mean, on our second floor, we have a customer service area. So we have revenue officers, customer service people that are there every day that are willing to assist a business either to file your taxes, get on a payment plan, register the business. So they're there every day, basically from about roughly 9 o'clock to 5. So we welcome people to come down and sit down and talk to us if you have issues.
No excuses, folks. That's the message that you're getting today. Mr. Bowie, any other parting words of wisdom for small businesses?
Just like I said earlier, come to our office if you need assistance to get tax compliant. Don't wait, because we see that in a lot of cases with businesses. As we said earlier, they get scared, and before you know it, the liability balloons to a point that they can't handle it. So rather than wait, come to our office. We're willing to work with the business to get tax compliant, and we're there to help.
Yep, lots of knowledgeable folks there. Lots of folks willing to work with small businesses, and nice, too. Thanks for being here, Mr. Bowie.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hey, so now it's time to talk to Casey at Good Food Markets. Good morning, Casey. How you doing?
Good morning, Kyle. Good. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. What is new at the market?
So we actually got, do you guys know Ivy City Smokehouse?
Yes,
over in Ivy City?
Yes, I know them well.
They do literally everything. So Ivy City's under the Pro Fish House. And we've been carrying their smoked salmon and their Indian candy salmon for, gosh, it must be maybe a year now. And we just started carrying a smoked trout by them and a gravlax type smoked salmon. It's got like a honey ginger glaze on it. It's really nice.
That Indian candy salmon is delicious.
It's the fanciest sandwich you could ever make.
Yes.
But it's nice that we have someone here in D.C. that's doing this kind of thing. Profish is extremely responsible with how they source their fish, and it's also really affordable. And for anyone that's trying to add more fish in their diet but maybe isn't so crazy about fish, like, this is a really easy way to just throw it in there. Super yummy, already cooked. You know, you don't have to do anything with it. But, yeah, now we have a lot of different smoked fish options.
Great.
That's really good, too, and I love the packaging because it says made in D.C. We don't see that too often, so I'm always excited when I see that.
They're fun, and their fish market's fantastic. Not to, you know, toot another retailer's horn, but if you ever over in Ivy City, they not only have that restaurant, but they have a really good fish market there.
Yeah, I got a great behind-the-scenes tour of their smoking facility.
No way, jealous.
it was very, very impressive. I'm one of those people that needs to add more fish to my diet that I don't really like, but after,
they're making you like it a little more.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Very nutritious. Good for your brain. Everybody should eat more fish.
Good point.
Yeah. And then we also have a bunch of new stuff in our little spring line of Good Food to Go. We have a Green Man hummus. Oh, my goodness. I've been asking Rachel for this for months and months. It is absolutely my favorite thing of hers that she makes. And now we have it in the store.
What was the name of that again?
I was just going to ask.
Green Man hummus.
Green?
Not only is it super cute, but it's delicious. Yeah, so it's Green Man. So it is a green hummus, which is fun. Looks cute on salads and as a little side portion. But it's got cilantro and parsley. And lots of yummy stuff, lots of lemon juice.
Sounds good. You had me at cilantro.
Very refreshing hummus.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like lots of healthy stuff going on at the market.
Lots of healthy stuff.
What's going on with the produce? Any new spring items?
So citrus season is winding down. So anyone who wants citrus, you need to get it now. Get it now while you can, because this stuff doesn't freeze super great. And we've got some fun things like satsumas back in. Those yummy little mandarin oranges. Mm. But I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to bring them in for. So
y'all have
get those now.
You have canning jars back there, right?
We do have canning jars. That reminds me, I should probably get some more. As we got our new high-mowing organic seeds in, and they're all super cheap. They're like $1.89 a packet, and most of them have 50 seeds in it. And as the growing season kicks off, we definitely will be carrying jars for the home canner.
I'm thinking that if you've got all that delicious citrus that we need to do something with, I think there's some marmalade or curd or something like that that needs to happen.
Yeah, definitely some marmalades maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my contribution to you. Tapped out of creative ideas.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's you got the luck of the Irish ice cream in from Trickling Springs?
Oh, I got some bad news on that, Kyle.
No luck for the Irish.
This ice cream. I don't know who's getting it in D.C., but every single week my delivery driver shows up. He doesn't have any. I ask him, what's going on? They're having issues with production. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're going to have to give me their contact information. I'm going to make some phone calls.
Sounds like it needs to not be a specialty.
You let them know, Kyle, because we're not happy over here.
No ice cream for Kyle. It's bad weekend.
No ice cream for Kyle.
All right. Well, it's a good thing we got Rita's open around the corner.
Yeah,
exactly. Rita's fantastic. Spring.
Well, Casey, remind our listeners where they can find good food markets.
Yep, so Good Food Markets is on 2006 Rhode Island Avenue. We're at 20th in Rhode Island. You can find us on Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter and Instagram, and our website is goodfoodmarkets.com.
All right. Casey from Good Food Markets, thank you so much. And we
thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Michelle.
See
Have
you,
a great
Casey.
Week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we've got a return visitor, Michelle.
Very good. She's not a return to me, but she's a return to you. So I'm excited to meet her and hear about this fantastic little shop called The Baker's Lounge, which is located in Brooklyn. Welcome back, Catherine.
Thanks for having me.
So please tell our listeners, maybe ones that don't know, about The Baker's Lounge.
The Baker's Lounge is a bakery / dessert lounge, and we do a bunch of tarts, cakes. And I also do a small amount of savory pastries, which is about to change. I'm actually going to increase the amount of savory pastries that we're going to be doing. We're right there on the corner of 12th and Evatt, and currently we're open from 4 till 8. But again, that's about to change as of next month.
That's why we're here to talk.
Okay. Now, you say 4 to 8. Is that Monday through Friday?
Or? Tuesday through Friday, and then Saturday from 11:30 till 8 p.m.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And how long have you been at that location?
A little over a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, according to my agreement, I've entered my third year.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't know why I didn't know about this. It's probably a good thing for my waistline that I didn't know about this.
It's all good stuff.
It sounds like it's delicious. So it sounds like you have walk-in service.
I do.
Okay, so tell us about that and what would be available on the menu.
So currently what I do is I do tarts from like a Bakewell tart, which is a typical English pastry with a strawberry preserve on the inside, and a cake, but the cake part's an almond cake, to lemon tart, for example. So currently we've had a special since February, which is a chocolate raspberry tart. It's flourless, and it's all yummy. It's very good. And so there's a wide selection of tarts, and then there's also a wide selection of cakes that we do. And so going forward, we're going to start doing more quiches. I've been doing quiches, and people like the quiches that I've been doing. Everyone kind of tend to like the vegetable quiche more than anything else.
This would be the savory tart?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's going to happen now, as of April, we're going to be open from 11 in the morning through to 8 p.m. Well, it's different days, actually. On Mondays, it's going to be from 11 till 6. And then on Tuesday, it's 11 till 5. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 11 till 8. And then Saturday, 9, because I'm going to be doing continental breakfast on Saturday mornings.
Ooh.
As well.
Okay.
Nice. And so it will be from 9 till 8 p.m. on a Saturday. Sundays are typically reserved for high tea, because I also do high tea specials. And so book clubs or group of 5 of your girlfriends want to come to high tea, you can book it on a Sunday, and that's fine.
So it sounds like it's a sit-down establishment.
It is.
Where you can come in. Okay.
Yes, it is. We're also planning a few things for the community. Like on a Tuesday, for example, the other businesses around the bakery aren't open. And so I don't get as much people coming over on a Tuesday. So what we've decided we're going to do, and this is especially for the mummies, tots and tarts.
Ah.
So the little nursery that's on the corner, I think, what is Petit Scholar? Is
Petit that
what
Scholar. It's mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, people who take their children to that school can come in on a Tuesday, or if they drop their little ones off and they just want to come, it's half-priced tarts, and buy one coffee and get the next cup free. And we get our coffee from Zeke's.
Ah, very good.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned a flourless
tart.
So it sounds like things are gluten-free.
I do have a small amount of gluten-free menu. Mm-hmm. There's a banana bread that I make, and a couple of the cakes are gluten-free. However, I don't carry them on a regular basis.
Right, that was going to be my next question.
Right, okay. Those aren't carried on a regular basis, especially the cakes, so you have to kind of pre-order those.
Okay.
Like the banana bread that I make, I carry those now every day. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you do some phenomenal cakes, decorated,
yes.
Just unspeakably beautiful decorated cakes.
Thank you. Custom cakes for weddings, christenings, birthdays, whatever the event. I also do, so if you're having a function and you just want desserts and things, we also do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your high tea. What are you, British or something?
Of course. Could you not tell?
Teasing, of course, yes.
Of course.
So for those of us who are heathens and unaware of these things, what constitutes high tea and is there food?
Yes.
Is there food?
Will there be lunch?
So tea is just, you drink tea for every event in the UK. And it's funny with, you know, I say it's funny, but it's not funny with what just happened a couple of days ago. There was a sign on the underground that basically said, we're British, you can't destroy us. We will drink tea and jolly well carry on.
Yeah.
So when you walk through the door, first thing somebody says to you, I'll put the kettle on. Tea solves everybody's problems.
Right.
And so high tea, even though it's high tea back home, it's normally served at 4, and it comes with small sandwiches, savory pastries, and lots of goodies on the bottom part of the tray, which are like sweet, like cakes and things like that, eclairs, cakes, macarons. So I do the same thing, but it's not specific to the 4 o'clock time. You can basically have it any time in the day. So I tend to call it afternoon tea, but because Americans are used to high tea, then they know exactly what I'm talking about. So you basically get a caddy with options of sandwiches, and then the second part of the caddy is just savory and your scones with clotted cream and jam, and then on the bottom part of it you get all your sweet treats.
Kyle, you look so excited. I wish I could take a picture of you. You're all red and smiling.
Drooling over here. Drooling.
You should come. It's really quite good. And you, my tea service, you get so many things that people have always left with boxes, taking boxes home as they've gone home. So,
do you get a menu to choose from, or do you pre-order it? How does that work?
So the menu is pretty standard, you know, with... it's actually online, and I don't know it off the top of my heart, but I can tell you in the last few ones that I've done a roast beef and basil sandwich. The one sandwich that's standard is the cucumber.
Of course, yes, the cucumber sandwich. Or
cucumber
the prawn
sandwiches,
yeah.
And yeah. Prawn, there's prawn, so there's prawn salad, there's cucumber sandwich, shrimps.
In
for the heathen.
So, yeah. That, and then so what I tend to do is I just tend to ask people if they've got any special dietary meal request, because for example the sausage rolls, which is part of the savory platter, is made with pork meat inside, and some people don't eat pork, so then I switch it out to chicken, you know. Mm-hmm. So things like that. I just need to know if you've got a dietary meal request.
Okay. And so how did you get into baking?
I actually grew up in a bakery. My grandmother owned a bakery, and as a kid, I was the best taster.
I thought you were going to say I was the best baker.
No, I was the best taster. I had a Nancy Drew book in one hand, and I'm walking around hovering, just waiting for the timer to go off on the, you know, oven, and then they'll come out and I'll be looking, and all the bakers will be like, move away, these are hot things. So I grew up in a bakery. I watched my grandmother do this time in, time out.
And what made you decide to set up shop in Ward 5 and specifically in Brookland?
I came to Rhode Island Avenue Row, and I liked the look of the row, and it was extremely busy. And I was like, oh, this is a really, you know. So then I looked, I came a few times and looked around, and then I decided to walk the entire length of Rhode Island Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a really neat, small, you know, community. And I could tell changes were happening because I've worked, you know, I worked for the local government back home, and I know when changes are happening in the neighborhood. And so then when I met with my broker and he said, oh, there's a space, you know, in this community called Brookland. And I just kept saying the Baker's Lounge at Brookland.
Yeah. The Baker's Lounge. And the Baker's Lounge has such a cool... hip. I feel like there should be jazz music, and
there normally is.
And sweet treats.
There's sweet treats. There's jazz music. There's 80s pop music because that's my era. And so most times I'm singing to like Madonna, and everyone's like, "Be quiet, there's customers."
But the customers are probably singing, you know, along.
Exactly. Right. But yeah, so it just sounded really good, and I liked the neighborhood, and then. Once they put the publication in the Brooklyn Bridge blog that the baker was coming, people started to actually email me directly, and it was such a community spirit. I was like, this is really warm. I like this neighborhood, and it's always been the same.
Yeah, and it's always been the same for years, years and years. Yeah.
And one of the things that I said coming in, I wanted to be able to know all my customers by name and know exactly what they want. And it's funny, I do.
That's great.
Yeah. That's great, yeah.
So what are the best sellers so far? What are our Brooklanders and Ward 5ers eating most of at your shop?
A blueberry frangipani, which is basically a tart with almond paste with fresh blueberries.
And that's fat-free, of course.
Of course it is.
Okay, good.
Zero calories.
Yeah. Right, and zero calories, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
And then the lemon blueberry. Have you had the lemon blueberry?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Yes.
The lemon blueberry and the chocolate raspberry that I just mentioned. Also, another. I actually have a special. It's called the Lincoln. I haven't done it in a while, but I'm about to start doing it again. So the Lincoln's basically a chocolate coffee tart.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
And that used to be a bestseller. Cake-wise, the Victoria sandwich cake is a good one. That's just like a sponge cake with vanilla cream and raspberry preserve on the inside. My lemon raspberry cake, the lemon bars.
I love lemon bars.
Yeah, those.
Anything with lemon. Okay.
And the chocolate cake that I do, so I do a chocolate with caramel cream on the inside. And then I started doing a chocolate with a Nutella on the inside.
Stop.
Yes, Nutella. So obviously you don't make all of these every single day.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm wrong. Obviously, I'm wrong. Wow. Okay, so I don't have to call and say, hey, Catherine, do you have this? I can, unless you sell out.
The only thing that you will have to call in for, like the, because I don't carry big size cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I don't do that is because people still aren't aware that there's a bakery in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to waste anything.
Of course.
However, but if you call me in the morning of that day and you want something done, I can pretty much, as long as it's a simple cake for maybe 15 people, I can pretty much whip it up in time. I've done a few of those.
That's good. Never
reckon, but it gets it done.
So are your some of your treats, do you have like little small bites for those of us that are constantly...
Yes, the cake, the cake balls, the cake truffles.
Okay, so you I could come those. And try something small.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And do you I guess you offer catering for special events. You said that you do wedding cakes. And
yes, I do.
Like that. Okay.
Let's talk about lunch. Because this is what this is where you're expanding.
Yes.
Just having a lunch service.
I'm really excited about this part. So my new lunch menu, I know pies typically in the US are normally sweet pies. But in England, we have pies for savory as well. So I'm going to be doing things like shepherd's pie, quiches with salads. And what I also did was I just partnered up with somebody that's very green. And Shekinah Goodness is the name of her business. So she's going to be providing specialty salads as well.
Nice.
So there'll be salads to accompany all the pies that I'm doing. So I'm doing things like chicken and kale pie, yeah, shepherd's pie. And then once a week, I'll have a special pie for that week. And then there'll be all these salads and fresh pressed juices that she'll be providing as well. So
very nice.
I'm kind of excited about that.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I do, the juices that I do are ginger beer and sorrel juice and, of course, tea. So I have all the fruit teas and things. So, yeah, that I'm looking forward to the lunchtime menu myself.
And this starts April 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
And how many people does the lounge seat?
20.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds like a great place maybe to
it
pop
is.
By after dinner and grab some dessert.
Yeah, absolutely. In the evening, yes. You know, get something sweet and a nice pot of herbal tea to go with it.
Yes. Yeah, I cannot tell you the number of times that we have had dinner plans at Minimali and we don't even get to Minimali. We stop right at the Baker's Lounge.
Uh-huh. So then you have appetizer desserts.
Yeah. Yeah, we buy our desserts in advance.
Yes,
and then
that's a great idea.
Most people that go to Minimali actually do that. And then sometimes when people are waiting for their tables, they'll come in and they'll do it backwards. Mm-hmm. And they'll have their dessert and then go see if their table is ready. So, yes.
That's terrific. Yeah, this is a great neighborhood. Ward 5, Woodridge, Brookland, all of Ward 5.
And from the sounds of it, getting more delicious at lunchtime.
Yes.
Very excited about that. I think we one of the things that I think the area needs more of is lunch options,
right,
that aren't just hamburgers or pizzas.
Right. And I think what we've laid on with the salads and the greens, you know, to accompany the pies and the quiches, I think there will be plenty of options for people to enjoy.
Love it.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. Well, I would say welcome to the neighborhood, but you've been here for 3 years.
Well, thank you.
Welcome anyway. And remind our listeners where you're located and how they can find you online.
So the Baker's Lounge is actually located on the corner of 12th and Yvette. And it's thebakersloungedc.com. And I'm on all social media, including Pinterest. So Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow me. Yelp reviews, please. Good, bad, indifferent. I need to know.
and take a look at the beautiful pastries that she's got pictures of. And more importantly, go taste those beautiful pastries because they taste as good as they look. Really, really excited about lunch. Thanks for doing that.
That's okay. Oh, I have another thing to actually. So we're going to be doing a few more things outside of the tots and tarts. We're planning like a games night once a week for the community where pastries is laid on and you pay like a minimum $7, what have you, and play board games and eat lots of pastries.
Wow. Love it. That sounds exciting.
Like, all you can eat pastries?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Terrific.
You have to get 2 gym members.
We'll walk there and walk home. The weather's getting nice.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you at lunch in a few days.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. That's going to wrap up another episode of Rhode Island Avenue Radio. Thank you all for tuning in again. We'll be back next week with some more great guests.
See you next week.
See you on the G9.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.